to Road Dogg Live with KC Phillips on the only channel dedicated to the trucking industry.
We are back. If you guys want to get in, love to have you. 8888 Road Dogg. We're going to be getting back to some phone calls here in just a minute. And Mr. Tim Norland, Vice President of Driver Employment with Rail, is with us. So let's talk a little bit about need. I know that there are a lot of people that are interested in finding work. Just a couple weeks ago, I had a guest come on and say that he has seen a serious uptick in interest. Interest in becoming a driver, interest in transitioning from one type of job to the next. Mm-hmm. That means hopefully, a lot of carriers like yourself are seeing that same uptick. Are you seeing more interest?
We're seeing more interest from experienced drivers looking for something different than where they're at now. I know miles have really suffered these last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we
yeah.
we hear it. The industry hears it. You know, drivers are leaving. They say miles or pay, but it's real. It's really the miles. You know, the freight volume is down, but things are picking up at rail. We do have some needs. We have the needs that we had just after COVID hit, when things kind of exploded. We're getting more of the home weekly again.
There
for a while I had 14 days out, 11 to 14 days out, home for two or three. That's what we had. And now we're getting a lot of home weekly stuff with some of our dedicated customers. So definitely have a need there in the upper Midwest, through Indiana, Ohio, along the I-95 corridor, from Jacksonville, Florida, all the way up to Massachusetts. It's been good to see. Refrigerated has really taken off. So if you're a reefer driver and you live in the, you know, east of I-35, I'll say, give us a shout. We might have something you'd be interested in hauling. We just had a new customer come on board, and frozen pizzas are a product of Wisconsin, and we are moving
nice.
The heck out of frozen pizzas right now. So we could use some more drivers doing that.
Yeah, we could use some more frozen pizzas next time you come down.
Right. Hey, yeah, I'll bring you some of those.
I'll trade you some cheese curds for a couple of frozen pizzas. Nah, I'll take both.
yeah, exactly. You'll take both.
Yeah.
The economy right now, it's in freight. It's hit or miss depending on what part of the country you're in and what commodity you haul. If you're a flatbed driver, things are really tough right now for flatbed drivers. I was just at a meeting and there were a couple flatbed drivers there, and you know, we commiserated about that, but then there were reefer carriers like our reefer division that are doing better. Van is coming around. We're seeing spurts of growth. I think probably the late first quarter of 2025, we're finally gonna feel better about freight as we come out of this. Drivers are going to feel better. They're going to notice that their miles are up. But right now it seems to be the reefer market is where that's at right now. We're getting close to holidays. People love their turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and gravy and all that good stuff. So it's been really good for us here just lately.
It's nice to hear that people are finally talking about an uptick, because we've been in the doldrums for a while. There have been some people looking over the fence wondering, when is it finally going to break? So in your world, it seems that things are finally getting back to some sense of normalcy.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And to your point, we are seeing people from outside the industry starting to look at it again. You know, we've been known for training drivers, and we still have that component, although we're more focused on experienced, to train people to be truck drivers through our Get Paid to Get Your CDL program. And we've seen an uptick in interest there as we've seen layoffs in other industries. And I guess that's good to see, we need that freight to follow to make sure we keep these folks busy.
Oh, yeah.
Like we did post-COVID when things exploded.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, I tell you, it's always been a difficult task for a fleet to be able to match the capacity with the demand and growing slowly. And then how do you handle downturns in the economy? So for you guys to be able to weather that storm, that's got to give some people a feeling that, hey, I got some dependability, or I guess a feeling of safety when I go to work for a company who's ridden the highs and the lows and comes through it each and every cycle.
Right.
And just seems to get stronger and stronger.
Yeah. Yeah. We compare ourselves to the big publicly traded carriers out there. We look at our results and our driver productivity, which is miles per driver, per truck, per week, et cetera. And we consistently come in better than those publicly traded companies. And that's good. That even though we're not where we want to be, it makes us feel good that we're doing so much better than most out there.
Yeah. I was thinking of consistency. That's a word I could not find. But security is consistency. So very good.
Yep.
Well, it's great to have you. I know you got to catch a flight.
Yeah, but, great to be here.
What are some of the minimum requirements? I know that you're training new drivers, but some of the minimum requirements for people who have their CDL, who might be working from somewhere for someone else right now.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
If you're what we consider an experienced driver is somebody that's got more than 30,000 miles behind the wheel as a solo driver, we can bring you in and probably put you in your own truck right away. Less than that, we're probably going to have you spend some time with a trainer. Obviously, we have our Get Paid to Get Your CDL program. We'll take anyone age 21 that meets our criteria, and we'll train them and pay them. It's not a school, so we don't charge a tuition, but we'll pay them while they get trained to become a truck driver, and then obviously drive for us for a while, and that training is at no cost. But experienced drivers right now, we just had a driver that hit 6 million accident-free miles.
Wow.
6 million. We were looking up how many drivers have done that. We could find one other driver that anywhere within the industry that there was recognition that he had driven 6 million accident-free miles.
Gotcha. So, was his name Rick?
His name was not Rick. No.
It's like, it's the boss. He did 6 million.
Yeah,
no, and look at him now.
Yeah. No, John Moeller is his name. And Rail was his first job. Started with Rail in 1979.
Wow, man.
Think of that.
Amazing.
No accidents in his entire
loyalty,
career.
Loyalty, dude. Loyalty is key.
Yeah, it's huge.
Any team operations you guys have going?
No team.
No
we
team.
Are a solo organization. We have a couple husband and wives that kind of run as a super single. But we get calls all the time. Hey, do you have a team opportunities? We really don't. I don't want to set expectations for anybody that they're going to get 5,000-6,000 miles a week. They're not. Not at Rail.
All right. Good deal. Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing you soon. And if I don't talk to you, I hope that you have happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you.
You too. I'll send you some gravy.
All right. Sounds good. That is Tim Norland. He's the Vice President of Driver Employment. We're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. If you guys want to find out more about Rail, go to rail.jobs, rohl.jobs, or rail.jobs. Quick time out. We'll be back to your phone calls right after this on Road Dog Trucking Radio.